Wow, what a fun group. We always have such good conversations.
You always have such good conversations. I could barely say anything.
Why?
Well, how do you expect me to know anything about that? I mean, wait, how do you know anything about that?
Actually, I don't know that much either, but I know just enough.
Man, you really sounded like you knew what you were talking about.
Well, it's a pretty cool topic anyways.
Yeah, I'd say that was pretty
neat to know!
Join us, Nick
and Grayson,
on our quest
to know just enough
about everything.
Hi!
What's up?
Welcome to our show, Need to Know.
Need to Know. This is our second episode!
Wow, I think it's a historic episode because it's episode 2. And we're Need to Know.
That's right.
So, big deal here.
And two guys, you know, two guys, episode 2.
Wow.
Need to,
two's a great number.
Yeah.
Well, what are we talking about this episode, Nick?
Today, we are talking about something you see every day, but something that you don't really think about.
Trees.
Not trees. We're talking about makeup!
Oh, woo! Wow, what a great topic.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea, like, anything about
it. I think I know, like, eyeliner. That's it. Mascara.
Lipstick, right?
Yep.
I mean, those are things that are used.
Who better to talk on this topic than this week's SME?
SME?
SME, actually. I figured out we were pronouncing it wrong. There's
Wait,
no H. SME.
So it's just SME?
S-M-E. Subject matter expert.
You know, that makes sense because Shmi always reminds me of in Peter Pan, the like short stout,
Hook.
Shmi!
Shmi! Yeah. What about
Shmi? So subject matter expert.
Yeah, and who is our subject matter expert this
today?
Week?
Our subject matter expert is Jacqueline!
Ooh, hey Jacqueline!
Hello.
Thanks for being on the show. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah. Jacqueline, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. So, my name's Jacqueline. I'm a third-year Georgetown student studying economics, and I like to know about makeup. Disclaimer, I'm not, like, an expert in the techniques, but I think I know more than the average person.
More than us.
Definitely more than us.
Yeah.
Well, Jacqueline, it sounds like you are informed on this topic enough to tell us what we need to know. Mm-hmm. What is need to know?
Yeah.
So, I say we just get into it, Nick.
All right, let's jump in right in.
So Jacqueline, what is there that we need to know about makeup?
Makeup.
Okay, so before we even start talking about makeup, you need to understand yourself in your face.
Wow, that's deep.
So we're getting deep here.
Wow.
So the first thing, we're going to talk about your undertones, too. Do you guys know what that is?
Undertone.
Underwear.
I know my underwear, that's for sure.
Hey, knock knock.
Who's there?
Under.
Under.
Undertones!
No!
Oh, no. God. Wow, undertones. What are undertones?
So, undertone is something really important because when you go into the makeup store, you can get, like, the best product, but because it doesn't match your undertone, it can look really bad on you. So, it can look great on someone, but because it's not the right undertone for your appropriate undertone, then it's not going to look good. So, you have two categories.
Interesting.
Cool and warm. And then there's neutral, obviously.
Okay.
So cool would be
cool.
Someone who
warm.
Wait, no, I'm cool.
Oh, you're right. I'm warm.
Yeah, you're.
Is that right? Which one's which?
Well, you actually have to look at. So there's different ways of telling what undertone you are. So
okay.
One of the easiest ways is to just look at your veins.
Your veins.
Your veins. So if
Whoa,
you look, if you take out your wrist, right?
Okay.
And if you see,
really see my veins.
Purplish, yeah, bluish kind of veins coming out, then you're probably cool undertone.
Blue.
I think I got blue, right?
And then
yeah.
If you see them and you're like, oh, that might be a little greenish, then you might be warm undertone.
Green.
Yeah.
I'm straight blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got no Hulk blood.
I feel like you're a little green.
You think this is green?
Yeah, so
huh.
It's a little
we'll
hard
leave it
to
the
tell the color. Yeah,
maybe,
but
is there any way like you can like check this out like a diagnosis or like you go to the doctor?
MyUndertone.com.
Well, if you go into some makeup stores like
okay.
Sephora,
okay.
They will actually
Sephora.
Use, yes.
Wow, it's like sounds like Egyptian.
Yeah.
So Sephora. One thing that they do is that they will actually use this little machine and put it in your face, and they like it will
in your
scan
face? Oh, okay.
Like and it will track like your undertones and kind of like other things that are important with regards to your pigmentation and stuff like that, so you can get the right shade.
So you could say I'm going to get my undertones checked out.
Well, wasn't you want to say like that? You would say, "I'm going to go get matched for a foundation."
I'm getting matched
for a foundation.
Yeah.
Huh.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Great.
That's interesting.
That's a good.
That's
great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Undertones.
So we've established our foundation.
Okay.
We've got
right.
good undertones.
Foundation.
Where do we go from here?
We've gone matched.
We've gone matched. Okay.
So, but you still need to explore a little bit more about your face. Your face.
Oh.
So you need to know certain parts about your face, where the makeup goes, right? So it's not just
that's
putting it on there, but there's specific
sense.
Areas. So
like
I guess maybe a term that would set you apart from the average person is Cupid's bow. What are your
Cupid's
bow? Can
Cupid's
you guess
bow.
Where in your face is the Cupid's bow?
You know, I bet it's the middle of your eyebrows, right here, right?
Good guess.
It looks like a bow, right? So like
maybe it's like this little thing. I don't know what this is called. I've always wanted to know.
He's right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, I kind of see it because this is the bow and this is the arrow that leads to like a heart-shaped, what do you call it? Arrowhead.
See.
Yeah.
So I'm shooting you.
Yeah. Oh, you want to, you fall in love with me?
Anyways.
Yes.
Cool.
Cupid's bow right here.
Yes.
All right.
And then.
So what do you put on Cupid's bow?
It's important to know it for when you're applying lipstick because you want to define the Cupid's bow. Not everybody has a Cupid's bow.
Huh.
So some people have a more defined Cupid's bow and it's like really neat, but some people need to use a little help with some tools.
Who's defined?
He's got a pretty good Cupid's bow.
I don't know, you guys.
Okay.
We all have great Cupid's bows.
I can feel it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to count for something.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, I really try to accent my Cupid's bow when I put on my lipstick.
Yeah.
But how does that work? Because your lipstick is only covering, you know, your lips. So like,
yeah.
Is there, do you like shade it in around?
Shade it in. So later we'll talk a little bit more about techniques.
Ooh.
But a little preview highlight. You need to make things pop. So sometimes you want this little part to just pop a little bit.
Pop.
So you'll dab a little bit, you know?
Dab a little bit.
Okay. But another part of your face, T-zone.
T-zone?
Yeah,
T-zone. T-zone. Sounds like a sports term.
Yeah, good job.
Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is
T-zone.
Okay.
And the reason why that's
you're
important.
Good at this.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Man.
It's important because usually a lot of people have problems with this area. Like, it will get really oily. So when you're talking about makeup, need to be aware of what are the things that will make your T-zone look less shiny.
Less shiny.
Unless you want it to be shiny.
You don't want it to be shiny.
Well, you might want to, actually.
Interesting.
That's the thing about makeup. Like, you can go so many different ways.
To each their own.
You have to know yourself.
You have to know yourself.
That's where it starts.
That's right.
With the foundation.
With the undertone.
Yeah.
Did you get matched already? As Sephora?
Right.
Okay, great.
Okay, so we got a undertone, Cupid's bow,
T-zone, not T-bone.
T-zone.
Sorry, I'm a little hungry right now. I'm just seeing those steaks, you know.
Oh, I think I'm
definitely
like,
not.
Isn't there a rapper called T-bone? Am I making that up?
T-bone. T-Pain.
T-Pain.
Dude.
Oh my.
Oh
sorry,
my
T-Pain.
God.
I'm sorry, T-Pain. If you're watching this.
T-Pain and
T-Zone.
Okay.
Watching this.
All right.
Okay.
What else you got for us?
Okay. Next thing you need to decide. Do you want to go high-end or what's known as drugstore? So you have to make that choice because you can't have both.
Huh.
Like, how much are you willing to invest in makeup? That's the question you need to ask yourself.
Drugstore basically
means
low-end, right?
Like,
low-end.
Like
but
quality
we're not saying
over
low,
quantity?
Just,
okay.
Well, there's a lot of good products in drugstores. And it's funny that we call it drugstore because, like, you usually get these things at, like, Walmart or Target. So I think drugstore is more like
Wally
CVS.
World, making a double appearance.
Yeah, double appearance. If you remember from last episode, you can't buy... Strats at Wally World. That's right. Anyway,
continue.
So, or high end makeup.
Or high end
right.
makeup. High end makeup will be like Sephora, MAC, and then all.
Oh,
yes.
MAC. That's really easy.
Yeah,
to
MAC is pretty classic, like high end.
You know, we got a good friend named MAC.
We do.
And he does not put on makeup.
As far as we know.
He's a pretty.
He might just blend it in really well.
Yeah, he could be a
going
Mac,
techniques
you know,
there
Mac.
Already.
Oh, they were blending in. Yeah. Shout out,
so that you can make it pop.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mac
so
attack.
Alright, I've committed to, I don't know.
Okay, so let's say you choose like a drugstore and you choose high end. I don't know.
Sure.
Okay.
Great.
So now you need to go in there, you need to decide among all the brands, right? So you need to know some that are you know, pretty reliable.
Right. Across the board.
Is there
like
Yelp for makeup?
Well, there's just so many websites. There's like this website called, I think, Makeup Geek.
Makeup
you can just go
geek.
In there and they like will have like a lot of
perfect.
Products and reviews. And
huh.
people will say
so
like, this works for me.
Geek Squad.
Geek Squad.
Yeah. But for makeup.
Yeah, Makeup
Geek. Makeup Geek.
Yes.
Okay.
So you can go and consult all those websites. Or go on YouTube. Like, actually, before you go into any, like, seek into any brand, you need to go on YouTube and see reviews.
And watch the show.
And watch the show. You'll probably end
for
up
your makeup.
Eventually.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what brands you got
yeah.
for us?
So, since you decided to go for
the drugstore
brand.
I'm all about that cheap stuff.
Pretty reliable is, so if you're really, really cheap, you'll go for something like Elf.
Elf
is a brand, yes. So it's eyes, lips,
name.
Eyes, lips, face. And there's products that cost $1. $1.
$1. Dude, I'm all about $1.
It's like your McDonald's $1 menu.
That's
exactly.
right. That's right.
But now they like scaled up their game and they have like, you know, $8, $5.
Elf is getting fancy.
Pretty, yeah.
It's like how McDonald's
eyes,
has the $1, $2, $3
face.
Dollar menu.
Yeah.
yeah.
But just
eyes,
Elf.
Face.
Yeah. So that would be like...
Do most people know what Elf stands for?
I think they put it like somewhere there in their packaging, so...
Okay,
yeah.
But it would be...
It would be cool.
Like, I could definitely...
Oh, eyes,
lips,
face.
So that's like...
Oh, you don't know what Elf means? Yeah, eyes, lips, face.
Yeah.
You know, isn't that so cool?
Just the
yeah.
parts of your face in addition to your Cupid's arrow
yeah.
and T-zone.
So that's like the low end of the drugstore, but the high end of the drugstore, I would say, is probably like L'Oreal. Those are usually like...
I know L'Oreal. My mom
that.
Uses that stuff.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
L'Oreal. Yes, and then for high end, it just... It gets a little more complicated because there's certain brands that are more
like goddesses.
No, they're like more specific to certain things. So for example, like Anastasia Beverly Hills, they're known for their eyebrow products.
Anastasia.
Like, yeah, they just have like all different types of eyebrow products.
Anastasia.
Look
at
them
getting Anastasia
with the eyebrows, right?
Mm. If you just say dip brow. Do you have Anastasia's dip brow?
Anastasia
dip,
dip brow.
Dip brow products.
Brow.
Yeah.
Wow, your T-zone is looking great.
It's my Anastasia dip brow.
Yeah, so
okay.
Kind of?
Yikes.
Yeah,
we're
okay.
So that's like one, just for eyebrows, because I think eyebrows have become really, really important. Because like, think about it. If you're... Eyes are like the windows of your soul.
Mm.
Like your eyebrows are the frames.
The window frames.
The frames.
That
that's
makes
important.
So much sense.
Like,
right.
do you ever look at a window and like, that's a nice window, but the frame is all messed up?
I
like,
would
no.
say if
yeah.
it's not a good frame, it's not a good window.
Exactly. So.
Exactly. What is a window without its frame?
Yes.
What is a name? What's in a name? Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. So that's one brand name, but others are like Urban Decay and like. Naked.
Wow, that sounds so edgy.
I've heard of
Urban
Naked.
Decay.
Urban
naked.
Decay.
Urban Decay, Naked, and...
Kat Von D.
Kat Von D, wow.
Von D.
Kat Von D.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, she's...
All right, I'm going to remember Urban Decay.
Decay.
And what was the first one?
Anastasia.
That's what I got.
Okay.
Those are my nuggets.
Dude, I can definitely picture like a makeup commercial in my head right now. Urban Decay. Or Anastasia. Brow.
Drip.
Dip brow.
Dip brow.
Dip brow made, I think. I don't know. Sorry. I was supposed to be the expert here.
Okay.
They have products, because they have, like, pencils, they have gels, they have...
Pencils.
Yeah.
That, I can remember pencils.
Eyebrow pencil. Just say eyebrow pencil.
Eyebrow
yeah.
pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. All
yeah,
right.
I feel like we've got a lot here. Maybe hit us with one more thing.
Okay. I guess, let's see. Last thing. Techniques. Yeah. Let's
techniques.
Talk about the techniques.
Okay.
Because, right? like, now you've got the makeup, so you're excited to use it.
I'm ready.
Right?
That's right.
I'm equipped.
So what are you going to do with it? So there's... I think something that's becoming really popular is like knowing how to contour and highlight. So
contour
those are, I mean, pretty. They can explain themselves.
Huh.
Like, what do you think?
Okay.
Where will you apply highlight, Nick?
Great
question.
My cheeks.
How are your cheeks?
Right.
Where?
Rosy cheeks.
Rosy cheeks. I want to highlight my. Wait. I want to highlight my Cupid's brow. I mean, my Cupid's. What are you?
Your Cupid's
bow.
Cupid's bow.
Bow brow. You were
bow.
Bow.
But you might want to. You were actually right. You might want to highlight a little bit of your brow bone.
Your brow bone?
Your brow bone.
It's basically the high points of your face. So, like
cheekbones.
Okay. Your eyebrow bone.
Your nose.
Your nose bridge. Your
nose
Cupid's
bridge.
Bow. So all those
nose
it
bridge.
Has to be subtle, you know? You can't just like. You look like a shiny
I like a clown
disco ball. Yeah.
Shiny,
like the clown
shiny disco ball.
Unless you're trying to go for that look, which is completely okay. You know?
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Okay, so and then Grayson, where would you contour? Like where would you apply contour? So what's
I want a good, like, strong chin. I contour my chin.
Okay.
You know, contour makes me think of,
actually,
like,
topographical. Actually, you're not so far
map.
Off, actually. Like,
okay.
So, one of the places where you apply contour is, like, your jawline. So,
jawline,
you want, like,
okay.
Defined, and then maybe here, like, right under your highlight to make your cheeks look more...
Like Angelina Jolie.
Yes, that's the look
okay.
You're going for. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
So highlighting and contouring.
Her cheeks,
highlighting.
Off the top of my head.
Contouring.
Yes.
Contouring.
And you would highlight your Cupid's bow.
Yeah.
You contour your cheekbone or your jawbone.
So
your
a rule of thumb is just go like this, and you'll just apply the contour like right there.
Right here.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Up in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That
was a lot.
That was a lot. Okay, let's go over what we got. Okay, we started with know yourself.
That's right.
Right?
You gotta know your foundation. And your undertone.
Undertone. And get matched.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
And then once you know yourself, you need to choose your product.
Your...
Oh, no.
You know,
no,
places
you,
on your face.
Places on your face.
Oh, yeah. The Cupid's bow,
Cupid's
T-zone. Okay.
And we learned the nose has a bridge.
That's right. Nose bridge. Eyebrow bone. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
High
points of your face.
High points of your face.
Then we go to
gotta
where?
Highlight the high points.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Highlight the high points.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm all about these helpful mnemonics.
Yeah. Three, where do you go? You either go high end, or if you're cheap like me, you go to a drugstore. Right?
It's true.
Wally World. Boom. What do you get?
Chick-fil-A. McDonald's.
That's right. hot and cold.
Oh.
Wait, warm and cool.
Hmm.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay. And then brands. So
yep.
We got, at my place, we got Elf.
Yep.
Eyes, lip, face.
Yep.
And you've got L'Oreal, like L'Oreal
right.
Kids. You
that's
know,
right.
Like the shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
Over on my side, we have Naked.
Naked.
We've got
Anastasia. Like the Russian princess.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So the same thing?
Anastasia.
Yeah.
Anastasia,
you just put
yeah.
a whole thing on.
Yeah.
Flourish. And what was it, like, Decay? Urban Decay?
Urban Decay.
Kat Von D.
And then, lastly,
yeah.
Highlights and contours. All right, I think I'm ready, too.
Let's do the test drive.
Test drive. All right, today, I am the one who's going to be trying... to fake it.
That's right. And to recap, what's going to happen here is we're going to do a little demo. We're going to try it out, and then Jacqueline is going to give Nick a score on a scale of 1 to 10.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so depending on how well Nick does, what did I get last week?
You got an 8.
I got an 8.
Yeah.
8 out of 10. It's an
8 out of 10.
That's a solid passing grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, hey, you know, I guess that'd be a little,
what's
Abe Lincoln on the table, you know?
What was it? $2? $5?
Five.
Of course.
All right. Well, let's paint the scene a little bit. You know, where are we?
We're in line, okay?
Okay.
We're in line at Sephora.
At Sephora, great.
Yes.
We're waiting.
We're both waiting to check out, and you just bumped into me.
Okay, I bumped into
okay.
you. Great.
So I'm in front, you know.
And are you... Okay.
Like, a little more context. Maybe you just decided that the drugstores were not... you were not having it anymore, so you decided to go
so
into
high-end.
So
I went high-end.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
So
and I'm like... I'm just here anyways. Okay. Okay.
All right. Hey, I noticed in your bag you had, you're buying some Urban Decay products.
Oh, yeah. You
like
know
the
products?
Eyebrow pencil.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Those are so great.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big fan.
Okay.
I personally prefer Anastasia.
Oh, they're good too.
Yeah,
they're
but
really good.
You know, I actually, you know, high end is kind of new for me.
Oh,
like
really?
I used to, you know, buy a lot of my stuff at the drugstore because you know it's so cheap. And,
oh,
like,
what kind of brands did you get down there?
Have you heard of Elf?
I have. What is that? I think it stands
it,
for.
You know, Elf actually stands for.
Wait, eyes.
Eyes, lips, and
face.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's
wow.
right.
Okay, so you got Elf down there.
It just sounds cute too. It looks cute on me. You know,
yeah, the little elves on the packaging.
That's right, and. You know, it really just goes well with the undertones on my face.
Oh, really? Have you
yeah.
gotten your,
yeah.
you know if you're warm or cool?
Yeah, I'm actually warm. I just got matched.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, you have to keep doing that. And,
yeah, I get matched often.
Oh, yeah. Here at Sephora?
Yeah, they have a spot in the back.
That's
there.
Right.
Yeah,
it's so weird
it's so
when they put the,
foundation.
The
you know,
like the little device
yeah.
on your face. Yeah, I'm not about that, but...
cool.
Yeah.
But your makeup looks great right now.
Thanks. You know, I'm having like some difficulty with my Cupid's bow.
Yes, always such a hard part.
I know, right? Like especially when you're trying to highlight it. I mean, you really like have to go at it, you know.
Preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it was great meeting you.
Yeah, hey, this was good.
Yeah.
Just want to know your stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. I'm gonna check out now.
Alrighty.
I'm up here.
I'll catch you later.
See ya. Wow. I thought that was really good, Nick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Hey, maybe I
could. You didn't bring up the parts. Well, you brought up the Cupid's bow.
Yeah.
You didn't bring up like highlighting, highlight the high points.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know,
contours,
you brought up the Cupid's bow.
Contour.
You hit all the stuff.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what our Smee has to think. All right. So, your score, maybe a little drum roll. All right.
Give you an 8.
Yes. An 8! are you sure? Not like an 8.1?
Hey,
like...
she can't change it after she said it.
Okay.
It's a hard 8. Probably counts
out. I'll
8.
Explain why. And,
okay.
I think it... I know I told you like brand names, but I feel like there's certain things that you wouldn't buy from a certain brand. So I think you said Urban Decay, and you were talking about like some like eyebrow.
Yeah,
products.
Eyebrow pencil.
So I don't think like you would really buy.
You gotta be careful not to get too specific.
Yeah.
You know, because that'll show that you don't know.
So you have to know
about.
Like what brands are attached to what kind of products. So like Anastasia will be eyebrows.
Oh. Anastasia was.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh man.
Like Becca is another high end. That's definitely gonna be highlights. Becca. Highlights. I should have mentioned that one since we're talking about highlights.
Oh, it's okay.
But yeah, so that would have thrown the person off and be like, okay, this guy's definitely making all
what?
Of them. Yeah.
You got what from Urban Decay?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, hey.
And another thing, why I took another point off about the undertones. I just feel like you could have, you know, talked a little
explain
bit more about
more.
Like your foundation and like you had a problem and like you couldn't find something that could match your undertone.
Mm.
Because drugstore
gotcha.
Don't have that, right? So like you're just guessing. And the worst part
that makes so
yeah.
much sense.
Yeah.
That's a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That's why you came here.
My
four.
So okay. The 2 points really I need a more cohesive narrative, be more precise on the
precise, but also don't be precise when you're not confident.
Yeah, to the point
mm-hmm.
where
we only
like,
know
I'm
so
confident.
Much here on this.
That's
show.
Right.
You just
right.
know what's neat to know.
What's neat to know. And
well,
just what you need to know.
Exactly.
Speaking of that, please, if you enjoy this video, leave a like, subscribe.
If you're listening to it, please subscribe to the episode, the channel, and hit us with your feedback. Follow us on social media, Neat to Know on Facebook. And it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you here, Jacqueline, to learn so much about makeup. This is great.
Comment
thank
down
you.
Below your favorite makeup brand.
Mm. And request future episodes if you have any topic that you think is neat to know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Catch you on the flip side.